Well, now to the nation's elite medical schools, places like Harvard, Yale, Johns Hopkins, where students can learn cutting-edge procedures. But they've been complaining that these institutions are severely lacking in one area, family medicine. Melissa Bailey wrote about this for STAT, the health and medicine publication. She joins us now in our weekly partnership with STAT. Melissa, welcome.
Thank you.
And let's start with that term, family medicine. What exactly does that mean?
Well, family medicine is a specialty within primary care in which doctors treat the whole family. They deliver babies, they do surgeries, and offer preventive care. So, for example, they could work with a woman through her pregnancy, birth, and postpartum, treating her and her baby at the same time. It's actually the second largest specialty in the United States.
And yet a lot of these big top medical schools in the United States, elite schools like Stanford, Columbia, Cornell, do not have family medicine departments. Why not?
Well, it doesn't pay well, and it's not considered a high-status job. So people who go to elite schools are expected to go into competitive, high-paying specialties. Also, hospitals make money from those elite specialties, not so much from family medicine. So they don't have a financial incentive to train doctors in that field.
So has this caused a problem? Are people complaining that they can't find family practitioners around the country?
Yeah, so there are not enough primary care providers nationally. According to one estimate I looked at, we'll have a shortage of over 20,000 primary care doctors by the year 2020. And that's partly because more people are signing up for health insurance under the Affordable Care Act. And there's also a movement across the country to emphasize preventive medicine to drive down the healthcare costs. And students want to be part of this field, but they say their schools are not preparing them to do so.
Can they do so anyway, though? Are people able to get into this field even if they didn't specialize in this when they were in school?
You have to specialize to be board certified. And actually, the number of med school grads each year has been going up who are going into family medicine. Well, this year, we saw 3,000 grads enter the specialty, but that's still not enough to meet the need.
So what would change this? How could something like this change? Is Harvard going to hear this or some other school going to hear this interview and say, oh, you're right, we did. We forgot about doing family medicine. Let's add it in.
Well, there's certainly a lot of student interest. And we have a recent case in New York at the Mount Sinai School of Medicine where students rallied for family medicine and the school actually created a Department of Family Medicine in 2012. So that's definitely possible. But it seems to me like the financial incentive to create these departments is still not there. And it would take significant cultural change within these schools to focus on the more holistic approach of family medicine.
What would change the financial incentive?
Well, I mean, you need donors or some outside group usually that's interested in making some donation to kickstart it.
What are people going into if they are not looking at family medicine? What are the big fields of medicine that are very popular right now in 2016?
Well, so internal medicine is the largest specialty. That means you're treating adults. You're sort of a generalist. But a lot of people who start out with internal medicine in a residency, they'll then subspecialize. So they'll go to study cancer or some other category or even just one organ or one surgery.
That's Melissa Bailey, a reporter with STAT, the health and medicine publication. We talk to them weekly on health and science issues.